This episode of Front Page Tech is sponsored by Tact.com. Tact is a great way to find the most relevant things trending online or to simply kill some time. Explore funny photos, viral videos, interesting articles, and engaging questions posted by other Tact users. In fact, I just used Tact to gather all of today's news stories. We want to thank Tact for supporting this community, and you can get started today by going to Tact.com. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all of the latest tech news from one geek that's me to another that is you. My friends, I'm doing something extremely weird today. I'm live streaming this, me actually filming today's show live onto YouTube. I'm not sure if this is going to continue to be a thing. If you missed out on it and you want to see it, let me know in the comment section below. Maybe I'll do it again. But today we're doing it, and it's super f***ing weird. Let's talk about the news. Do me a favor. Think Flash games. Think you playing your favorite Flash games. Where do you play those favorite Flash games of yours? Yahoo Games? Of course not. That's why they're shutting it down. Apparently, Friday, May 13th, they are shutting it down officially. They stopped actually accepting game purchases on March 14th. Now they're letting you know, hey, if you want to, you can play your favorite Flash games from us. But then on May 13th, we're completely getting rid of it. So if you wanted to, guys, go to Yahoo Games. I didn't even know this existed. There's one thing that Microsoft Edge is totally missing. Actually being good. Since even the beta builds of Microsoft Edge, people have been complaining nonstop that there is a lack of browser extensions. Edge simply does not support them just yet. But Microsoft said, hold your britches, wait a second, we're gonna give them to you, just gotta waste time. Well, yesterday a website for Edge extensions went live. Microsoft, of course, has since pulled it, but on that website we got a preview of maybe some extensions that we might be getting when they come out. Now, it looks like during the testing, during the beta process of all this, we're going to be getting three extensions to start us off. Number one, some form of Microsoft Translator. Number two, a Reddit extension. And number three, mouse gestures. And I know what you're saying. You're like, John, I don't give a shit about any of these. And you would be correct. I don't care either, but it starts us off at least in a beta process. But like I said, the website has since been removed offline. So if we do eventually get a website, who knows if this is what is actually going to start us off, if this will even be available. And we don't even know at this point when Microsoft is going to allow us to use extensions and Edge. So continue using not Edge, use Chrome or Firefox or anything else that's not this, because clearly no one gives a shit. It appears that Google has updated the Android design guidelines. Get it? Appears? Within the new guidelines, it recommends that developers add a bottom navigation bar to make it easier for the user to navigate through the app. That sounds similar, doesn't it? Huh? iOS? Maybe? Is this super similar to something like iOS? Yes. Is that a bad thing? No. There's one thing in particular that I hate about Android so goddamn much, and it is that the app experiences are so inconsistent. So the fact that Google's like, hey, make all your apps kind of similar, give users a consistent way to navigate through your apps, I'm all for this. The Twitter app in particular sucks my dirty dick. Okay, listen to me. I'm about to tell you something, but I'm not going to tell you because I want to tell you. I'm about to tell you because I have to tell you. It is my responsibility. So just, I'm going to give you this information. You do with it what you will. Samsung is working on a new social network called Waffle, where you can basically take a picture, right? Take a picture, you can annotate on it, write on it, and share it into a grid. And your friends that are also on Waffle, all three of them, can then take a picture from their perspective, annotate it, whatever, it'll be added to the grid, and you end up with a grid of photos, and that's why they call it Waffle. This is not gonna be important tomorrow, so there you go. Microsoft just announced something super crazy. Cross-platform support for the Xbox One, meaning that you on Xbox Live can play games with people that are playing the same games on Windows 10 as well as other consoles. Maybe, sort of, probably not. So to clarify, yes, theoretically this does mean that if you have an Xbox One, you could play the same games with your friends that use a PS4. But that is, of course, banking on the fact that Sony wants anything to do with this, which they probably won't. This is a huge value for the Xbox One, a huge selling point, because if you just love the Xbox One, you can still get the Xbox One and still have the benefit of playing other people with a PS4 because they like a PS4. Sony probably won't allow for cross-platform support. Even if they did, though, Microsoft says that they're going to still make it available for you to play exclusively with Xbox users. You have that option, and you also have the option to play cross-platform. But again, this is whether or not Sony is going to allow it. I'm curious, gamers out there, which is not me, let me know in the comment section below what your thoughts are, and if you think Sony will be up for this at all. Since we brought back this old format, I think it's only fair to also bring back Ask FPT, the segment of the show where I take one question from you and I answer it for you. I was reminded of this whole thing by someone that asked a question when I didn't ask for a question, so now the question that he asked, I'm going to answer. Here it is. Eric Casey asks, what camera do you use for this, John, brand and model? I'm currently using the Panasonic HC-X920. I've had it for like a year and a half now, and I f***ing love this camera. If you're interested, I'll link it down in the description below. The quality is great. It works really well in terms of color range for the green screen, but I don't know if I'd recommend it now because very, very recently there's been a lot of really cool stuff that's come out. So if you really want to, I'm sure the price is way down on this thing now. So again, the link is right there, but take a look at your options first. And that's the show. If you liked it or learned anything, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. And of course, thank you, and I'm sorry to the people watching live. They got to see this train wreck. If you didn't get to tune into the live stream, let me know in the comment section below if you're interested in seeing this sort of process. And if you did watch live, let us know if it was worth it. You can follow us on Twitter, bam, right there. And I will see you guys tomorrow because I had to do this on Tuesday. Wednesday is show day, so I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.